This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom and Anthony today. The Word of God says, do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person. For God's temple is holy, that's you, and you are that temple. We have no idea how close God is to us who believe. We have no idea how close the Lord is to us who believe. He dwells within our hearts. He dwells within our bodies. He has plans for you. As Anthony said this morning, they can just be regular plans or supernatural plans. It's up to you. I'm telling you, this radio ministry, we operate under supernatural plans. We do not have what we need to pay the bills. God must provide them each month. We come to you not knowing who you are, but proclaiming our Lord Jesus, so that you might come to know him and you might come to give your life to him. That's why we do this. That's why we do this, so that people will come to know Christ Jesus, like St. Paul did, like Peter did, like Mary Magdalene did. Do you not know that you are a temple of the Holy Spirit? That God himself dwells within your broken heart? This is amazing. Let me just tell you something that I do. People have a baby. Oh, a beautiful baby. They bring the baby to baptism. I have the privilege of baptizing that baby. After the baptism, after I pour that water in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I kiss the head of that baby, because the triune God dwells within her. The triune God dwells within that child. I kiss the head. I'm closer than I'll ever be to a saint, for she's pure now. She's holy. She houses God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Oh, yes. She needs, when she grows up, to hear the Word of God. She needs to hear that she's loved by the Lord Jesus, and that Jesus says to her, will you offer me your life? That's what Jesus says to you today. Will you offer me your life? You've been running around doing this, that, and the other thing. I don't have your life. I want your life. And if you give me your life, things will begin to happen. I tell you, I could not live if I did not give my life to Jesus. Because as giving my life to him, things begin to happen. Oh, I'm so grateful for supernatural things. I tell you this, you don't give your life to Jesus, you have no supernatural things that will happen to you. I count on Jesus giving me supernatural experiences. You want to know why? Because he's supernatural. He's both God and man. And I know that the supernatural is in Christ. Not anything else. Not magic. Not names. Not philosophies. The supernatural is in Christ. Today, we celebrate the feast of Our Lady of Lourdes in France. Oh, yes, when I was a child. We have in my room a statue of Our Lady of Lourdes and Bernadette on her knees, seeing the Mother of God. Oh, yes, we have that statue in my bedroom. But you know what? You can be closer to Jesus today through His Mother if you give your life to the Lord Himself. Oh, the Mother of God. She's the great, great, awesome woman who prays for us. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
She's not only alive, she's not only the great intercessor, but she is your mom and my mom, where Jesus gave us a mother from the cross, who is in heaven looking over you and loving you. She helps us to love Jesus in a more perfect way. She's not dead, she's alive. Jesus named her the Queen of Heaven and Earth. If you don't argue with me, argue with Jesus. He named her the Queen of Heaven and Earth to help you to love Jesus, to help you to know who you are in Christ. You know, you have a mother who loves you eternally. Our Lady of Lourdes, pray for us. Our Lady of Lourdes, if anyone's sick, release a miracle today in Jesus' name. Because just like the Blessed Mother, we are created to be vessels of grace, vessels of mercy, vessels of love. Father said that we, well, the Word says that we are the tabernacles of the Holy Spirit, housing God within us. And when we become born again and saved, the Holy Spirit comes within us. But that's only the beginning. You know, I think a problem with a lot of churches is they're just preaching redemption and how to be saved over and over. Amen? I got that lesson day one. I'm saved. But now it's time to move forward in the Spirit. You know, we have a decision to make in our lives that we can live a normal life for Jesus and just get by, or we can live a life marked in eternity for the Lord Jesus Christ, a supernatural life, the life that God created us to live before the foundation of the world. We can live a life marked by purpose and the destiny He has for us. You know, but we got to push past ourselves, push past our limits. Yeah. Live with a single-mindedness for Jesus Christ. Maybe put down the TV, put down the phone, pick up the Word of God, put down the bonbons, fast for a couple days. You know, whatever the Lord is commanding us to do, when we have a singular focus in our eye, in our mind, in our eyes towards Jesus Christ, then those eyes, we receive grace. Right? And we receive grace. St. Paul talks about, you know, he said, we're watching the Super Bowl, we're watching the Olympics, but what did St. Paul said in Corinthians? All athletes are disciplined in their training. You know, as Christians, we're like athletes, and we need to be disciplined in the way we serve God. We need to be disciplined in the way we overcome ourselves. We need to be disciplined in what we do. Disciplined to not be on the phone for 5 hours a day, just scrolling, doing nothing. It's hard because we got to overcome ourselves. That stuff is addicting. But as athletes are disciplined in their training, they do it to win a prize that will fade away. But we do it for an eternal prize. You see, every Super Bowl ring, it's gonna go one day. All the human glory, it's nothing. It might last 80 years. But what we're doing, we're playing the game for the eternal prize. We're not building a kingdom on this earth. We're building a kingdom in heaven, which will last forever. We're bringing souls with us, and we're going to have family in heaven. And they're going to say, remember that one time I was in the restaurant and you preached the gospel to me? You heeded the word of God. You were obedient to the Holy Spirit, and you stepped out of yourself and you told me about the love of Jesus. You told me that right now you can encounter heaven. Would you like to encounter the love of Jesus now? And you lay hands on me and you prayed and you were so filled of love and boldness. Do you remember that? These are the conversations we can be having for all of eternity, but it's up to you. It's up to me. What kind of life do I want to live? Yesterday I was at Five Guys. I mentor Matthew, and I got him a burger, and I was walking. There was someone sitting there eating the food himself, and I knew the Lord wanted me to talk to him, but honestly, I was fasting. I didn't feel good. I was like, I'm going to just say a prayer in my head to him, which has merit. I'm going to pray for him. And I literally got to the door and stepping out, and the Lord just convicted me. He's like, you better go back. Go back. So I went back. I did what I had to do. I say what I had to say. He lit up like a light about the love of Jesus. And that was that. See, it took about 15, 20 seconds, not a lot of energy. But what is hard is getting over myself, not being the stumbling block, not going by my feelings, my emotions, just moving when the Lord tells me to move. Lord, I'm sorry that you had to tell me twice. I'm sorry that you had to tell me twice. You know, obedience is hearing the word of God and moving immediately. That's what we're created to do. The angels in heaven, they hear the will of God and they move. There's no double-mindedness. There's no second takes. But we got to cultivate obedience to the Lord Jesus. St. Paul said, I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should do. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified. See, we need to train our mind to do what it's intended to do the will of God when we hear it. We need to train our bodies to be like athletes, ready to get a gold medal for Jesus Christ.
You know, I'm thinking that we come to this microphone, and by God's grace, we preach and proclaim Jesus and what he's done for us and what he wants to do for you. We do that. But let's say, after we've done that, I go back to my room and I start looking at movies that I shouldn't be looking at. Let's say I do that. I'm going to tell you something. I'm in trouble. Having preached to others, you need to preach to yourself. You need to do what you need to do in the power of the Spirit. Oh, I know we're all weak. I know weakness. But I also know that in the midst of weakness, the Holy Spirit comes to those who want him. And things begin to happen. Last night, we were at Hanson, Massachusetts. People came out to the prayer meeting. We prayed and prayed over people. And things began to happen. Oh, God comes when there's a bit of faith. Do you have a bit of faith today? Just a bit of faith, a little? Mustard seed? God comes. He comes. And he comes with all his power. And he comes with all his mercy. Do you know what today is on the Roman Catholic calendar? The feast day of Our Lady of Lourdes.
Where are you going to be tonight to celebrate it?
We're going to celebrate it at this church, St. John the Baptist, in Quincy, Mass. 6 o'clock Mass, 7 o'clock prayer meeting, and we'll be worshiping the Lord, doing what we are called to do. You've been called to worship God. When you die, not if you die, when you die, me too, what are you going to be doing? You're going to be worshiping the living God.
Amen.
Let's not make it something that we've never experienced. Let's have the experience of worship on the earth. Let's come together and worship the Father, the Son, in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, and the whole point, Father's telling you what he did yesterday, our whole life should be a continuous flow that we're in the river, and every day we have testimonies. You know, we don't even speak one-tenth of the testimonies, but every day we should have testimonies, and God gives us the grace for what we're willing to do. So if you want to be a great evangelist, go start preaching. You don't need a speaker. Maybe just go and start witnessing to people and watch the grace that begins to build in your life. Watch how you begin to die to yourself and you live for the Lord Jesus Christ, that you realize that you could do more than you could ask, think, or imagine. But God needs to be able to get something through you if you want to receive more of it. See, if you put a phone on the charger and let it charge and charge and charge and never take it off, eventually it's going to like explode because it's not meant to hold so much electricity. We can be sick for two reasons. Because we don't give our time to the Lord Jesus and we live a life separated from the Spirit and we live from the flesh and not the Spirit. But also, you know, there's people who are specialists and saying, oh, the man of God's going to come. He's going to help me this way. I'm going to have him pray for me that way. And they go from, you know, from man of God to meeting, but they're just receiving, but they're never releasing. If you don't release what God has given to you, there's a stagnancy. You're going to get bloated.
Yeah.
You're going to get sick. You're going to get in the spirit. That's not the intended method. You receive so that you can release.
Yeah.
And the more you release, the greater the opening for you to receive. And suddenly you don't need a meeting. You don't need a man of God. You can receive right from the Spirit because you've opened the floodgates in heaven. You know, when I first came to the Lord, I received by getting prayer from great men of God. Now I receive by going to be alone with the Lord Jesus Christ, and I receive directly from him. But it's a maturity in the Spirit. And, you know, you want to go get laid hands on by people who are filled with the Spirit. But the whole point isn't so that you can receive. Life isn't a reservoir, it's a river. Amen?
Yeah.
It's not a reservoir, it's a river.
Yeah.
The reservoir will make you sick. You know, we need to be able to release, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. We give our finances. We give the anointing. We give the gospel. We give prayer. We give. And then what happens? You become a vessel of the Holy Spirit, where you open the tap of heaven and it's flowing into you and flowing right out of you until God's people. Out of the innermost being will flow rivers and rivers and rivers of living water. But we got to step outside of ourselves today.
And you know that we become not only a reservoir, a river, but that God can trust us. I'm going to tell you, God can't trust everybody. That's really true. He cannot trust everybody. You see, everything he's given us is his. We're not going to play with it, and we're not going to use it for our gain. We want to use it for the kingdom of God, that people come to know Jesus and be saved from hell. That's real.
That's all that matters.
God wants you as you are, but he'll never keep you as you are. He'll change you by love from one degree of blessing to another degree of blessing, to one degree of living to another degree of living. The Lord has plans for you. Stop wondering. Stop thinking. Say to him, I surrender. I give my life to you. Wow, I want to walk with you. I want to talk to you. Do you know that Jesus talks? What's he called? He's called the Word of God. Do you know that Jesus talks? Oh, yes, through the Scripture. Hallelujah. That's the main place he talks. But you know what? I can be on a train going to Boston. I don't have the Scripture. Do you know Jesus can talk to me? And he has. He said to me many years ago, I'm on a train going to Boston. This person in front of you needs you to pray for her. So what did I do? I started to pray for her. I didn't know who she was. But he told me she needed prayer. So I prayed for her. I didn't tell her. I was told to do it. And I did it.
Hallelujah.
People need to hear about Jesus. Because in many churches, he's not even spoken about. I know somebody who goes to church service. And one of the things they do at the church service, they count the number of times the pastor proclaimed the name of Jesus. Sometimes it's very few. Very few. I tell you, St. Paul said, I come to you speaking words of heaven and earth, words of heaven, that Jesus Christ is Lord, that Jesus Christ is King, that Jesus Christ is Victor. I come to you that you might know that, not know in your head, but know in your being. Adam knew Eve, and they gave it a name in 9 months. Oh, that's the kind of knowledge we need of Jesus. You see, people come to me. One of the things I ask them, have you ever met Jesus? I ask them that question. They say, what do you mean? I said, well, if you met him, you'd know it. Like, have you ever encountered the person of Jesus Christ? And then I give them examples. When you receive Holy Communion, have you ever encountered Jesus? Yes, he's coming to you, body, blood, soul, and divinity. But have you ever experienced that? Most of the times, people say no. That's the time when we have the Life and the Spirit seminar, so that we can pray with people in the fifth week for the great baptism of the Holy Spirit, that they not only know about Jesus, but they meet Jesus in the power of Pentecost. That's available for the church.
And it's available for you tonight. If you want to skip the five-week class, come to Glory Night tonight. Come. Me and Father will pray for you, and you'll get it. You can give your life to Jesus, and he'll release the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Because when we're ready to give Jesus our life, he crowns us with the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit allows us to live the life of Christ. It allows us to live a supernatural life. It reveals the plans and the destiny that God has for you. Wake up. This isn't just words. This is truth. Jesus said, the words I speak are spirit and life. It's truth that God today wants to do something amazing for you. Amazing. But like St. Paul said, I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Training it to do what it should. If God is calling us to a prayer meeting to receive the power of God, are we disciplined enough to go, to wait till the end, to receive prayer, to receive that baptism, to pray in tongues? Father, if anyone can't make this meeting in the name of Jesus, we release the baptism of the Holy Spirit with fire. With the impartation of fire, Lord.
Amen.
That fire burns out every impurity within us.
Amen.
It may be painful, but it's either here or in purgatory. Let's get it here so we can be a pure vessel upon this earth, so we can light this world up for the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, I pray, light me on fire.
Yeah.
So other people can watch me burn.
Yeah.
Watch me burn. See, we need people with the real deal.
Yeah.
What upset Jesus the most was the Pharisees, who are hypocritical. They say one thing and they do the other thing. It is time for us to burn with the love of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You can preach the gospel and use words if necessary. I knew Jesus was real by watching Father Tom, how he lived his life, what he did on a daily basis. His life is a reflection of the gospel to me. He didn't need to teach me the gospel. He did. But just by watching him, when someone sees you, they say, why is this man on fire? Why are they burning for the love of Christ? Why do they have no fear? The perfect love of God drives out all fear. What do I have to fear? I have nothing to fear. I don't fear death. That's going to be a great day of promotion. I woke up today, one more day, closer to heaven. Hallelujah. But one more day. I only have one day today to serve God, to mark God, to do what God's calling me to do, to bring souls into the kingdom, to live for God. And that's his day for you. Today, make the decision that I'm not only going to give my life to Jesus, but I'm going to be not just to be saved, but to be filled with the love of God and to live only to serve my King.
So we say yes, yes, yes. We say yes, yes. Yes, we say yes, O Lord. We say yes, O Lord. We say yes, yes, yes. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In season and out of season.